These attacks in Paris were focused on a very different kind of newspaper, as we just heard. But every day, traditional journalists are facing real dangers and threats. In fact, the past 3 years have seen the highest number of journalists killed or imprisoned in recent times. Jeffrey Brown has our look.
On the one hand, information is everywhere, and more people around the world have access to it. On the other, for journalists, those who've traditionally gathered and disseminated so much of that information, the times are more dangerous than ever.
Absolutely. That's the paradox. We live in an age defined by information, and yet the people who bring us this information are dying, being imprisoned, being killed in record numbers. If you look at the data, it's shocking, but press freedom, freedom of expression, is actually in decline around the world.
In his role as executive director of the advocacy group, the Committee to Protect Journalists, Joel Simon watches all this unfold on a daily basis. In a new book, The New Censorship, he's looked at case studies and some of the causes behind growing dangers for journalists. We talked yesterday at the museum in Washington, D.C.
One of the fundamental things that's happened is the relationship between journalists and the people they cover, the power relationship, has changed. Journalists were once had a sort of information monopoly. If you wanted to talk to the public, the global public, you needed to go through the media. That's no longer the case. So the value of individual journalists, whether they're professional journalists or citizen journalists, is diminished. And they're more vulnerable as a result.
Explain that more. It's no longer the case because if you are, whether you're a terrorist group or a government, you can tell your own story.
That's right.
Or an average citizen, you can tell your own story.
That's right.
So the most glaring example would be war, terrorism, Syria, ISIS, where we see very public violence, public beheadings against journalists.
I think one way to think about this is when journalists went into conflict zones, it was not that long ago that they would identify themselves as journalists. Mm-hmm. They would put TV on the car. They would write press on their flak jackets. They wanted people to know that they were journalists because that was an insurance policy.
That was insurance of safety.
Right. Now, you're just a target. If you identify yourself as a journalist, certainly in Syria, there are no journalists operating in the parts of Syria controlled by ISIS. But if you certainly don't want to identify yourself, you would just make yourself a target.
The Committee to Protect Journalists just issued its annual report for 2014 on conditions around the world. The most glaring numbers for last year, 61 journalists killed, 221 imprisoned.
First of all, world's leading jailer of journalists, China. There's a tremendous crackdown going on in China. 44 journalists imprisoned in China. That's the highest number we've ever recorded. Iran is another country where the President Rouhani came to power promising reforms. We haven't seen that play out in terms of the media environment. So those are some terrible offenders.
Two places, in fact, that people thought had some hope as new leaders came in.
Exactly.
We haven't seen that.
We haven't seen that reform that's been promised in either country manifest in terms of press freedom or the rights of journalists. So in fact, the opposite. And let me mention one special category, which is Egypt. Egypt has become both violent, journalists are facing levels of violence, and repressive. With the jailing of journalists, including the Al Jazeera journalists, their cases are well known, but there are about a dozen journalists all told in prison in Egypt. So that situation is very alarming.
Simon meets often with world leaders to raise concerns. But many, he says, make it clear that they too feel they can tell and control their own story and no longer need journalists as they once did.
Examples include President Erdogan in Turkey, or Vladimir Putin in Russia, or the late Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. And I recently had a meeting with President Erdogan in Turkey, a CPJ delegation from the Committee to Protect Journalists, and we sat down. And he started out the meeting by really attacking the press, lashing out at the press, including the international media. Mm-hmm. Turkey, for the last several years, has been one of the world's leading jail of journalists. He basically feels he can govern without the press, he can win popular support without the press, and he is locked in an antagonistic relationship with the media.
And he's very upfront about it.
Very upfront. I mean, that's very unusual. Usually, when you meet with leaders to talk about press freedom, they talk about that it's important, it's critical to democracy. He made no concession. He basically said, journalists are operating as enemies. We have to ensure that I'm not insulted. Journalists cannot insult me. This is the limit that we have in Turkey. He was very upfront about this.
At the same time, of course, citizens in Turkey and around the world have more access to information than they've ever had before. And that gives people, as Simon acknowledges, a new kind of power.
I don't think it's an either-or. It's better in many ways. And my vision of the information world in which we live in is not entirely negative. I would just say that the abundance of information, the unprecedented amount of information, blinds us to the gaps in our knowledge that is achieved by this new censorship. And that's what I'm arguing. So we live in an age defined by information, and we're so enveloped in this information that we don't know what we don't know.
We don't know what we don't know.
That's right. That's right. And that's the paradox that we have to resolve. We have to make sure, we have to recognize that the information, it doesn't come from technology, it comes from people. There are people on the front lines who are reporting this news, and there are systems, the internet itself, that delivers us this information. And we need to make sure that the people who are providing this information are safe and able to do the work, and the systems that deliver this information are able to function without control.
All right, the new book is The New Censorship. Joel Simon, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.